USA Radio News.
A three-judge federal appeals court panel in Atlanta ruled that the special master's review process that oversaw the Justice Department's use of non-classified evidence collected earlier this year at Donald Trump's Florida residence must end. The unanimous decision from the U.S. Appeals Court, the unanimous decision from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit reversed the decision of Judge Eileen Cannon, a federal judge from Florida who granted Trump's request for a review and appointed semi-retired federal judge Raymond Deary of New York as an independent arbitrator or special master to sift through the documents for any that may be subject to claims of privilege by the former president. Trump can now ask the full 11th Circuit to rehear the case or appeal the decision to the Supreme Court. Tim Berg has an update with NDAA.
Congress has a few weeks left before the end of the session, and they still need to pass the National Defense Authorization Act, among other legislation. Pentagon Press Secretary Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder is weighing in on whether or not it will get passed.
We are hopeful that Congress can pass the NDAA before the end of the year.
Republicans are threatening to hold up the National Defense Authorization Act in Congress unless the COVID vaccine mandate is lifted. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden stated that he wants to end AIDS by next year.
And on this World's AIDS Day, we reaffirm our shared commitment to end the AIDS epidemic by 2030.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Republican Arizona gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake is still not acknowledging the election win of Democrat Katie Hobbs and has filed a lawsuit against Maricopa County, asking them to deliver documents related to the election. Speaking in court remotely on Thursday, Lake's attorney, Tim Lasota, argues that the county should give them the records as soon as possible.
I would expect that if we're successful, that the court orders the county to produce the records within and I know the statute says promptly, but I think in this context it would be a finite amount of time.
Lake's campaign aims to get records that identify voters who experienced issues when casting their ballots. The county's attorneys say they're working on fulfilling the request. A new report is highlighting just how much natural disasters cost in the United States.
Natural disasters have caused an estimated $115 billion in insured losses this year. Reinsurance giant Swiss Re put out a statement today saying the biggest loss-causing event so far this year has been Hurricane Ian, which caused an estimated insured loss of up to $65 billion. The group, which insures the insurance companies, estimates that Hurricane Ian caused the second costliest insurance loss ever after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.